arbitraggiare gli scooter, se ti scegli una devo tornare a dire che ci vedo con i parchi, gli scon, quando già riesci, vedo con i parchi, veramente cultivo, ci mangiamo le chi, no, già riesci, la riva strappa di chi, prince cose, il Krishna c'è il tenere, per voi il tenere, ci vedo i due vada, ci va a salire, lo mettiamo le chi, ci riesci, la da Krishna, vuol poco, non c'è anche un dorato, con il rigore, non c'è, ci rimane. Shri Shri Radha Landanishwara Holi Ram Ki Jai Shri Gangamai Shri Yamunamai Ki Jai Shri Bhakti Devi Shri Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai Shri Brihat Mritangak Ki Jai Shri Shri La Prabhupada Transcendental Buddhist Vision Ki Jai Samved Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Nitai Gaura Premani Balram Purnima Jayanti Mahamahotsav Ki Jai All glories to the assembly of the day. All glories to the assembly of the day. All glories to the assembly of the day. All glories, all glories, all glories to the Lord's feet of Shri Shri Guru Ram Shri Guru Ram Shri Guru Ram Shri Guru Ram. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I beg for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas attending who are here, assembled here. I don't think I have the qualifications to sit here and speak about Balaramji, but somehow, because I've been asked to speak, I'm sitting here, and I'll try to say a few words with your mercy and mercy of the Guru Parampara. So, Balaram Jayanti, Maharaj spoke very nicely this morning. How many of you were there this morning for Maharaj? Okay, so Balaramji, who is Balaramji? Lord Balaram. So he is the first expansion of Lord Sri Krishna. Yeah. Krishna is the only one who existed eternally till that point of time. But as we are all parts and parcels of Krishna, so we all like to have reactions and reactions, reciprocations with different people in different moods, rasas. Yeah? So similarly, this comes, this is there in us because it is there in the original personality, Lord Sri Krishna. So he has many energies. He has multifarious energies. Yeah? So he creates Srimati Radharani to be his consort, so that he can have a particular relationship of conjugal love with her. And then his expansion is also Balaramji. Radharani, Srimati Radharani represents his Ladini potency of loving devotion. And then Balaramji, he manifests Krishna's Sandini Shakti. Sandini Shakti means the energy of existence. Everything that exists, it comes through Balaramji. Krishna first creates Balaramji, then he expands into the Chaturviha, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, and then the various Narayans, and then the Vishnus, you know, and then the expansions, the three types of Vishnus, like that. So Balaramji being also the first expansion, he is also the first spiritual master. What does it mean by he's the first spiritual master? It means he's the only spiritual master. The spiritual masters that we have, they are empowered by Balaramji through the disciplic succession. But the real original spiritual master is Balaramji. Because he knows, he is non-different from Krishna. He has the same potency as Krishna. But his mood is different. He wants to serve Krishna. Krishna accepts his service. So that's where the difference lies. Balaramji would never think of trying to control Krishna. He would protect him, but he would never try to control him like that. So, Balaramji being the first spiritual master, then we are all instructed by our spiritual masters to follow in that line of disciplic succession. Sorry, can anyone get me some water? So we are asked to follow in the line of disciplic succession because that is what we have to do. We have to serve. Now Balramji, he exhibits this practically in the Krishna Leela. In Krishna Leela, when the earth planet is overburdened by all the sinful kings who are exploiting her, and therefore she can't do her duty. Yeah, being exploited, she can't give out the fruits, flowers, herbs, all these things. And so in that condition, where she is not able to do her duty, she goes to Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma, then, thank you. Lord Brahma, he knows that the question that Mother Earth is asking me can't be solved by me. So he shows his humility and he takes her and all the demigods and approaches Lord Vishnu, who is the maintainer and who is also his superior. So they all go to Lord Vishnu on the shore of the milk ocean. And then Lord Brahma, on behalf of everyone, especially Mother Earth, pleads. He says that the earth is overburdened by all these demoniac kings who are exploiting all her resources without performing sacrifices, without looking after the children, those who are in old age, the women, the cows, the most vulnerable sections of the society which are to be looked after. So because that is not being done, no sacrifices are being performed. And consequently, on the earth, the situation is very bad. So Lord Vishnu, who knows it all, and who has arranged it so that he could come himself, he then says, don't worry about it. I will come personally. I will take birth. And all of you demigods, you just come and assist me. So then, having taken that assurance, all the demigods go back to their planets and Mother Earth also comes back to her place. Now Krishna arranges. So he chooses, there is a king called Surasen who is ruling the tract of land called Mathura today. And he has a son called Vasudev. Now even though he has a son called Vasudev, he gives the, Vasudev is not interested to rule, basically. So therefore the kingdom is given to Ugrasen, who is Vasudev's brother. So it is given to Ugrasen, he is ruling. But then Vasudev is a very pious, very nice person, prince. And he is married to Devaki, the daughter of King Deva. So they are both married together. And then the Lord decides to enter her womb through Vasudev, because that's where he wants to take birth. Because Vasudev and Devaki, they have performed austerities for millions of years just to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. So the Lord is very pleased by their sacrifices, and so he decides to take birth. But first, what happens is, we all, the living entities, now here is a lesson for all of us, that for Krishna to manifest first, the six enemies within us, lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, pride, they have to be vanquished to the minimum. Only then will service attitude manifest. So there's a sage called Maricha. He has six sons. These six sons, once, when they saw Lord Brahma chasing his own daughter, lustily, they laughed. Of course, the action was like that, that they could laugh. But Brahma is a very high living entity. he is the topmost in the material world, yeah, of the jiva tattva, yeah, amongst living entity, he is the topmost. So they laughed at him. So Lord Brahma, being angry, he cursed them. He said that because you have, you know, laughed at me, you will also take birth in the earthly realm, Nurmrityu Loka, and then you will be killed mercilessly, like that, by your own uncle. So then these six sons, they take birth in the womb of Devaki. So one by one they take birth and they are killed by Kamsa. Yeah? When Devaki and Vasudev, they get married, Kamsa decides to take Devaki, you know, to her in-laws' place after the marriage ceremony. So he is riding the chariot carrying Devaki and Vasudev, and there's a voice from the ether sky which says, "Oh fool, you Kamsa, the eighth son of this this Devaki, your sister, is going to be the cause of your death. The eighth child." He doesn't say son, he says child, eighth child. So Kamsa immediately, he's angry, he takes off the sword and he's about to kill Devaki. Then Vasudev intervenes and he says, you know, she's your sister, you know. All throughout the history, you'll be disreputed for killing your sister. Don't do that. Kamsa says, okay, as long as you deliver all the children. So I have to cut this pastime short because we don't have that much time to discuss. So then, given that assurance, Kamsa leaves them. But then Narada Muni tells Kamsa that you don't know whether the eighth child is from the beginning, starting from 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the 8th. So you better, you know, be careful. And Kamsa, being wicked, he imprisons Devaki and Vasudev. So then in the prison, Devaki gives birth to the six children, and Vasudev delivers each one of them after delivery to Kamsa. And he takes the child and bashes them against the wall, and they are dead. So the six sons of Maricha, having been cursed by Lord Brahma, they take birth and they kill by Kamsa. And then what happens? Then Balramji, he enters the womb of Devaki as the seventh child. He enters the womb, and Balramji, he is the servitor godhead. Yeah? He likes to serve Krishna. In fact, he serves Krishna in all the five rasas. He becomes Krishna's horn, flute, the holy dham, the bed, the pillows, Krishna's turban, everything, Krishna's clothes. He serves as all the paraphernalia in neutrality, shantaras. Yeah? And then in dasya ras, he serves Krishna. You know, he, when Krishna is tired, he presses his feet, you know, and gives service. He fans him, gives service to Krishna. And then in Sakya Ras, he plays friendly games with Krishna. And then in Vatsalya Ras, Mother Yashoda has told him, Krishna is very small, take care of him, you know. He attracts people who are not very, pious. They like to harm him. And you are his elder brother. It's your duty to take care of him. So he is very careful about that, you know. Once when Mother Yashoda, that picture is covered now, but when Krishna eats dirt, Balram is very much concerned, you know. He takes Krishna and he pulls him to the parents, you know. And he says, I don't know, I told him, you know, not to eat dirt, but still he has eaten. I don't know what will happen to him, you know. And then Mother Yashoda sees the concern that the elder brother has. And then she, you know, of course, asks Krishna. Krishna opens his mouth and shows, you know, the whole cosmic manifestations in himself. But the thing is, Baldev also serves in Vatsalya Ras, looking after his younger brother. And then in conjugal loving service, Baldev becomes Ananga Manjari, Srimati Radharani's Srimati Radharani's younger sister. She is very beautiful. She is loved by Lalita and Vishakha, who are one of the most important of the Ashta Sakhis, eight Sakhis of Srimati Radharani. And she is always wearing blue lotus colored garments. And she attracts Krishna in that way. So Balramji is also in the conjugal dress. So Balramji, he is also Ananta Shesha. Ananta means unlimited. And Shesha means I do not consider my existence. I just live for the pleasure of the object of my love. And the object of his love is Lord Sri Krishna. So Balramji, you know, we usually say when someone says, oh, you're like this or you're like that, and we say, what can I do? I can't change my nature. But Balramji changes his nature to please Krishna according to the time, place and circumstances. He becomes what Krishna wants. And therefore, when Krishna comes as Lord Ram, Lakshman, you know, who is his younger brother, then he plays a very, you know, the role of a younger brother. For 14 years, he doesn't sleep a wink. He's always serving Sita and Ram. In fact, when they reach the forest, Lord Ram tells him that you build a hut, kutir for us, and one for yourself, so that we both can stay here. And he says, how can I think of, you know, building a kutir for myself? Because when you'll be resting there, I'll be guarding your room. And that is what he does. He's always away throughout the 14 years. He doesn't have a life of his own. But then, one day, when, you know, as most of you know, the deer, Maricha, sent by Ravan, you know, the beautiful golden deer, Sitaji gets mesmerized by the golden deer. And she says to Lord Ram, you must get me that deer. So Lord Ram instructs Lakshman, stay there, I will come back. And he goes off. And then Maricha plays this game where he shouts, you know. He says, oh, Lakshman, please help me, I'm in danger. And then Sitaji hears this and she asks Lakshmanji to go. And Lakshman says, you know, you don't know my brother. Nothing in all this cosmic manifestation can harm him, can harm even one strand of his hair. He is that powerful. So you don't have to worry. But Sita Ma, she suspects his integrity. She says, oh, because you want to enjoy me, you don't want to go and save your brother. Because you would much rather he get killed. So when she suspects his integrity, and then later on, when, you know, Sita is of course kidnapped, and Lord Ram and Lakshman meet, at that time Lord Ram says, you know, he doubts his competence. Yeah, he says, I told you to be with her. Why did you leave her? So Sitaji is doubting his integrity, and Lord Ram is doubting his competence. And these are the two things which are central to any living being, isn't it? Whatever we are doing, our integrity and competence, these are two things that helps us and that everyone looks towards us for. So therefore Lakshmanji thinks that in future I am not going to play the role of the younger brother. That's why he becomes the elder brother. And then you see the character of Lakshman and Lord Balram is entirely different. Lord Lakshman, because he wanted to serve Lord Ram, Krishna is Lord Ram, he didn't sleep a wink. Whereas as an elder brother here, Balramji takes Varuni and goes to sleep. So the mood is different, but that is what Krishna wants. So he changes his nature to suit the Lord he's serving. You know, Krishna is in a different mood as Lord Ram, Maryada Purushottam. Here is Purna Purushottam. Krishna does which no other, you know, expansion day, nor Lord Ram, nor Narsimha and all. So Balramji also takes that one. And then when Lord Balramji comes as Nityananda Prabhu, then again he takes a different one. As Balramji, when Balramji went on a pilgrimage and he came to a place where Romarshan Sutta was giving a discourse. Romarshan Sutta was a disciple of Vyasadeva. And he was giving a discourse to all the sages assembled to listen to him. And Romarshan Sutta, as would befit him, you know. He was sitting on the Vyasasana, but when Balramji came there, he didn't get up to pay respects. He was speaking about glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead came in person, he didn't have the humility and respect to stand up and pay him obeisances. Consequently, Balramji took a piece of Kushagrash, Jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Ji Baldev Ji Subhadramaya Ki Jai, Shri Shri Radha Landa Nishwala Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shri Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, Balramji touched Romarshan Sutta with Kusha grass and killed him. And when he comes as Nityananda Prabhu, yeah, Madhav takes a pot when Nityananda Prabhu is preaching to Jagaya Madhav. He says, please, I beg you, I fall at your feet, take the name of Krishna. Krishna is your father, Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your life, and so take his name, I beg of you, and your life will be perfect. So Madhav, you know, he takes a pot and hits him on his head. And the same Balramji as Nityananda Prabhu takes the Kusha grass between his teeth and he falls down at his feet. He says, it doesn't matter even if you have hit me. Please take the name of Krishna. That is what he wants. So we can see that Balramji, his mood is so flexible. He wants to please, and so he changes his nature, which, you know, even we can't do. We are working on, you know, our natures, but it's so difficult to change our habits, our nature, like that. So Balramji represents this Guru Tattva, and he shows, you know, as the Guru is, we are asked to follow in their footsteps. So he's saying that we have to be flexible as well, you know, according to the needs of the moment. Lakshmanji came in Treta Yuga, was serving Lord Ram. Time was different. Time, place and circumstances were different. Balramji came in Dwapar Yuga to serve Krishna. Time, place and circumstances were different. He changed accordingly. Nityananda Prabhu came in Kali Yuga to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Time, place, circumstances were different. And so he took that. So Balramji is, we can see how eager he is to please the Lord. He's ready to forget himself, his needs, and change completely to please the object of his love. So this Balramji then enters Devaki's womb as the seventh child. And why does he enter? He enters because Devaki, she represents bhakti. And she is performing devotional service to the Lord. So, in response to her calls, Balramji, the expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he enters the womb to cleanse her of lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, pride. Whatever remnants are there, left of Maricha's sons, he clears that. He purifies it and he makes it ready and saturates it with the service attitude. Balramji represents service attitude. So Balramji also will help us, if we pray to him, to remove these anarthas of lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, pride, and then purify us and then give us service attitude. That is what it does for Devaki in her womb. And then when his job is done, Lord Sri Krishna knows that he has done the job for which I sent him. And now he then gets Yoga Maya to attract Balramji out of Devaki's womb to go into Mother Rohini's womb. And so Rohini Ma delivers Balramji, so he is known as Rohini Nandan. And then when the seventh child is thus gone, then the eighth child comes, Krishna. He himself sent it. So in our lives as well, if we want Krishna to come into our lives, to be part of our lives, then the acharyas, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he has said that we should pray to Balramji to remove the lust, anger, greed, envy, vision, pride, and then purify us of these, and then establish and fill us with the service attitude. Those are the steps. And when that service attitude develops, doing whatever is necessary for to please the Lord and His devotees, then Krishna will manifest, as He manifested in Devaki. So then Krishna. So we can see that Balramji, he represents power. Yeah, we all these days, there is power yoga. You know, everything is power. Power socks, power life, this, that, you know. All these things they advertise. But Balramji is the essence of all power. He is really strong. Therefore his name is Balaram. Bal means strength. But it is two kinds of strength. Not just physical strength, but also spiritual strength. And spiritual strength is more important. Because in order to, Krishna says that Bhogaishwarya prasaktanam taya bharta chetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhana vidyate. That you won't be dedicated in your devotional life unless you overcome the propensities to enjoy sense gratification. Like that. So that requires spiritual strength. And that comes from Balramji. So Balramji gives spiritual strength and physical strength as well. And we can see in all his leelas, which Balramji did, he used brute force as well. Balramji has a very different character. On one side, he is very innocent. Like when Arjuna, you know, Krishna asked Arjuna that you come as a sannyasi, yeah, and you live in a place in Dwarka. And then, you know, things will happen there. Then I'll ensure that Subhadra will somehow, you know, she'll serve you and then she'll like you. So as soon as the Balramji saw the sannyasi, he thought, wow, this is a good opportunity for Subhadra to serve him and take blessings for him so that she can get a good husband and a good family. So he engages her in his service. And then Krishna, Krishna is so naughty. He arranges all this and then he tells Balramji, you know, the young sannyasi is very young and he's very good looking. Do you think you are doing the right thing by engaging, you know, Subhadra in his service? Balramji says, no, don't worry. He's a very dedicated sannyas. But the inevitable happens, you know. And Subhadra falls in love with Arjuna. And then, you know, when, you know, the time comes, Krishna helps Arjuna to kidnap Rukmini. And then Balramji, usually innocent people you see, when they are, you know, when something happens to them, they immediately are angry. And Balramji is like that. He immediately goes for his army and he, you know, wants to kill Arjuna. And then, you know, Krishna intervenes. He says, Dauji, what are you doing? He's a Kshatriya, you know. And he's kidnapped your sister. Kshatriyas have a right to do that. And your sister loves him. It is not that he has taken her against his will. She wanted to go with him. So there's nothing wrong in this, according to the scriptures. So if you are going to harm Balramji, then if you are going to harm Arjuna, then that won't be right. You'll have to live with the consequences. And then Balram says it is okay. And then at another time, when Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, you know, he kidnaps Rukmini, and then Rukmini, who is against, you know, he wants Rukmini's brother, wants to give the hand of his sister to Shishupal. Yeah? So he is not very happy that Krishna has kidnapped Rukmini. So he chases Krishna with his armies. And then Krishna, you know, he shows as if, you know, he's afraid. He takes the chariot with Rukmini and then he stops and he fights and he defeats all of Rukmini's forces. And then he catches Rukmini. But because he is his brother-in-law, you know, his wife's brother, he can't harm him. So he just cuts half of his mustache, you know, to belittle him. And he leaves him. So then, you know, Balramji intervenes at that time. He says, this is not right. He's your brother-in-law. How can you, you know, shame him like that? But then the same Rukmini, one day later on, he challenges because he's still angry. that, you know, my sister has been taken by Krishna and this whole family, I must destroy them. So he knows that this Balramji, he likes to play chess, but he's not very good at it. So he challenges, you know, Balramji. He says, let's have a game of chess. And, you know, Balramji, he says, okay, we'll have a game of chess. So first they wager 1,000 gold coins. Yeah? And the chess match begins. Rukmi wins the match. And then they wager 10,000 gold coins. Rukmi again wins. And then they play again. And this time they wager 100,000 gold coins. And then Balramji wins. And Rukmi says, no, 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 you cheated. You are a cheater. You didn't win this. I won the game. And Balramji says, you know, you can see I won it. He says, no, nothing. So Balramji says, okay, I'll give you another opportunity. And then they wager 100,000 gold coins. And Balramji again wins. But Rukmi again says, no, you are cheating. You haven't won. And then Balramji says, I don't know what to say, you know, it's very clear. But then the voice from the sky, the Akashvani, it says, no, Balramji has won according to the rules of the chess. Rukmi, you have lost. But Rukmi is not happy. So he is angry. So he shows his anger, and before he is going to get physical, Balramji, just with one, you know, punch, he hits Rukmi and kills him. So we can see that, you know, Balramji is very kind. He wants to, you know, he is telling Krishna, you can't do that to his to your brother-in-law, you know, cut half his mustache. But when the guy, you know, Rukmi doesn't get the message and he acts in a way that's not befitting his position, then Balramji uses his brute force and he kills it. And Balramji, in his life, he kills Balwala demon. He kills the Balwala demon because when he kills Romarsham Sutta, Romarsham Sutta is a Brahmin. And so the sages tell him, you know, you should now atone for having performed Brahmatya. This is a very serious thing. So he performs, you know, he is ready to make atonements. And they say part of that is this Balwala demon, he is not letting us do sacrifices. So you please kill him. So Balramji kills this demon. Then he kills Pralambasura and Dhenakasura in Krishna Leela. Dhenakasura, he represents an ass-like mentality. Yeah? We can see, I mean, I remember when, you know, it is not working outside that does it, but I didn't know about Krishna consciousness. I was religious, but I was working outside and I was thinking, this is what life is all about. You know, earn nice money, you enjoy, you... At that time, the enjoyment was roaming all over the world for me. And, you know, life goes on. And that was it. And there was no questioning any higher purpose in life. So this is the ass-like demon. And when anyone spoke about, you know, scriptures, then I used to immediately find fault with them and think, no, whatever my parents have given, the pujas and all, that is the right thing. I'm doing that. That's the best thing. So I wasn't open. So Dhenakasura, he represents that mentality, ignorance, and the propensity to reject real knowledge. Whatever I know, whatever I am doing, whatever my family has given me, that is the best. Like that. So Dhenakasura, that is an ass-like mentality. I live within the confines of my ass-like life. So Balramji kills him, kills Dhenakasura. Yeah. And how does he kill? Again, this time, you know, his friends, they know, friends of Balramji and Krishna, they know that these two, you know, they are very brave, they are very strong. And someone who is brave and strong, they like to be challenged. So all the friends, you know, they gather together and they say, oh, you know Krishna Balram, there's a demon in Talwa. His name is Dhenakasura. He is very powerful. He is so powerful that even the birds who usually go and eat fruits in the trees, they also don't go to Talwa. Because even though this demon, you know, Tenakasura is an ass, but he's so big and huge and strong that he breathes fire as well. They're afraid of it, that they don't even come and eat the tal fruit. And till today, no one has beaten him. So, you know, we would like you to taste those fruits, but, you know, it is up to you to decide what you want to do. And then, of course, Balramji is the first one, you know. Balramji starts laughing. He says, let's go and, you know, see who this Deinakasura demon is. And then they go to this tal forest, and then they enter the tal forest. And the first thing Balramji does is, without thinking of anything, goes and he, you know, holds the tal tree and he shakes it. And there are orange-colored fruits, small fruits, tal. They, even in India, still there are trees somewhere. Very beautiful fruit. You know. So they fall down. And, you know, all his friends and all, they are helping themselves to it. And then Deinakasura, the ass demon, he's huge. You know, he sees all this and he breathes fire. He's just waiting there. He can't believe what he's seeing, that someone can dare to enter the forest and do this thing. So he then confronts Balaram. Yeah. He actually, he goes far away and he prepares, you know, just like in the Olympics. He prepares the runner, you know, he prepares. And then he runs and goes and kicks Balaram. He shows his back to Balaram and he insults him in various ways. And Balaramji finally, after taking his kicks and everything, he holds his feet, twirls him and throws him on top of the tal trees. And Deinakasura falls. And the same fate is shared by all their fellow as demons, you know, with Krishna and Balaram having an astra, like that. So we can see that Balaram, everywhere he shows his power. So whenever we are lacking in spiritual power or any power, Balaramji is the God to God. Balaramji is the God. He provides that. And then Pralambasura is the other demon. Pralambasura was very smart. Pralambasura represents lusty sex desire and the desire for profit, adoration and distinction. We might renounce everything, but the desire for profit, adoration and distinction, that is very deep in the heart. Even when we come amongst devotees, we want to be in the right place, in the right time, in the right photos, with the right people. You know, that is this desire for profit, adoration and distinction. You know. So Pralambasura represents that and lusty desire. So Pralambasura, sent by Kamsa, he wants to kill. So one day he sees, you know, that one of Krishna's friends hasn't come. So he disguises as that friend. And he comes amidst Krishna and his friends. And Krishna also, he knows, you know, what's going on. But to reciprocate with his friends, he says, oh friend, you have come. I'm so glad to meet you. And he embraces him and all that. You know, he welcomes him. And then Krishna tells his friends, from now on, we'll play in pairs. So let's have Balaram's team, and then I'll have my team, and then we'll share the other players, and then we'll play. So they play, and Krishna, of course, decides to lose. He decides to lose, because Krishna can never lose. But Krishna loves, you know, to lose to his devotees, because he loves to please his devotees. So he loses to his devotees, and then Krishna's team has to carry the coward boys from Balaramji's team. So Pralambasura is in Krishna's team. And he decides to carry Balaramji because he thinks Krishna is too small. You know. He is not fit for me. I'm really good. I'm great. So I'll challenge Balaram. So he takes Balaram on his shoulders and he starts running, you know, to do the laps that they have decided the losing team would do. So he takes Balaram and slowly he changes into his own form. And Balaramji, you know, he sees what's happened to my friend. You know, he was so beautiful, now he's, you know, and now he's changed. totally, you know, he's developed fangs and an ugly body and he's demoniac and he's become huge. What's going on? So he says, my friend, we are going, and he takes him far away. Pralamba Sura thinks, if I take him out deep into the forest, then I can really kill him and have a nice meal of him. So he did. And Bharamji says, my friend, you're taking us far away. You know, we are leaving our friends. Come on, come back. Let's go back. But Pralamba Sura says, no, you'll just, you know, let's go further into the forest and then you'll know what I'm going to do with you. So Balramji knows now that this is a demon. So Balramji again takes his huge punch and hits him on the head. And Pralamba Sura dies, you know, vomiting blood like that. So Lord Balramji, he can help us with these subtle desires for profit, adoration, distinction, and the sex, lusty sex desire. That is inherent, I mean, not inherent, but that we have, that our conditioned nature has accepted as reality. These are very difficult to get rid of. But if we pray to Balramji, especially on, you know, today being his appearance day, Balramji as it is, he's very merciful. We see as, you know, he's selfless. He likes to please the Lord. And nothing pleases the Lord more. We can see that Srimati Radharani and Balramji were closest to him. They not only like to serve Krishna, but they take even more pleasure by bringing other people to Krishna's service and seeing them serve. So they are the most merciful. So on this day, if we pray to Balramji, you know, to get rid of this ass-like mentality, this ignorance that stops us from accepting spiritual knowledge, you know, this lusty sex desires, the desire for profit, adoration, and distinction, which are very difficult to get rid of, then we should pray. So let us pray to Lord Balramji that he gets rid of all these anarthas from our very heart, and also more, everything that's in there. So he purifies it and imbues us with service attitude so that we may be able to please Krishna and develop love for him. And Krishna can manifest in our love and we can have a loving relationship with him. Prema Pumartha Mahan, that is the goal of life. And Balramji can help us, you know, he can help us to move towards that step. Like that. So, are there any questions? Sense? Who is Samvit? Samvit is the knowledge potency of Krishna, which also, you know, partially is manifested by Balramji because he is the spiritual master. Yeah, Samvit is the knowledge, cognition potency. Like, we like to serve Krishna, but we become forgetful, you know, again and again. That cognizance is not there. Whereas Krishna is all cognizant. He knows what's going on in everyone's heart and minds. So Krishna himself represents that, but also Balramji, because he's the spiritual master. And from him knowledge comes. Any other questions? Yes. This pastime is when, once when Balramji, he, you know, he enters the rasa dance and there he drinks Varuni. You know, and he's totally intoxicated. It's a moonlit night, rasa dance is going on. And then Krishna sees Yamuna personified there. Sorry, Balramji sees Yamuna personified there as well. And he wants her also to enter the dance. And she is reluctant because she thinks she is more dedicated to Krishna. So then he, you know, he threatens to basically dry her up, you know. Then she begs him, said, please don't do this, you know. Like, I'm also your servant, but please don't do this. So, that is where this pastime is. And a similar pastime he shares with the Kauravas as well. When Krishna's son, Samba, you know, he likes Duryodhan's daughter, Lakshman, Duryodhana's daughter Lakshman. So Sambha goes and, like a true Kshatriya, he tries to kidnap Lakshman. So the Kauravas catch Lakshman, catch Sambha, and they take him a prisoner. And then, you know, Balramji has gone somewhere, he comes home, and then everyone tells him, you know, they have kidnapped, they have taken Sambha as a prisoner, and he's a prisoner of the Kauravas. So everyone thinks he has good relationship with the Kauravas because he, you know, has given, loves Duryodhana. Not loves, but likes Duryodhana. So then they send him. And then Balramji explains to the Kauravas, he says, you know, he's a Kshatriya, he likes your daughter. Your daughter is also okay with it. So what's the problem here? But the Kauravas say, no, you know, even Duryodhana says, you know, actually, the Kauravas say, you know, you've come here as a king, so we have given you a seat, a throne to sit on. But, you know, when the shoe wants to sit on the head instead of being in the feet, then it has to be shown its position. And when Balramji hears that, he's really angry. He says, oh, these guys have lost all sense of reality. They don't know, you know, what's right, what's wrong. So he then puts his plow into the land of Hastinapur. And he drags Hastinapur into the Ganges. And, you know, the Kauravas, the whole land of Hastinapur is moving. And all the Kauravas are shaking and shivering. And they say, no, please, you know, we understand who we are. Please don't do that. You can take Lakshman, you know, and Sambha. You know, we have no objection. So then Balramji brings the pair back to him. So that's also when he shows his power and strength. Balramji likes to do that. In fact, you know, that also brings me to another point. You know, to what extent Balramji goes. In Krishna Leela, Krishna is the hero. And Balramji comes to support him. So Balramji is ready to be the bad guy to show Krishna in a better light. So therefore, Balramji, you know, he supports Duryodhana. You know, he supports Duryodhana, you know, to be the bad guy. Because he knows Krishna can support the Pandavas, who are the good guys, and they'll win the battle. And then, when it is time to actually fight on the side of Kaurava, he says, no, now I have to please Krishna, I have to go on a pilgrimage, I won't fight. So he does whatever shows Krishna in, you know, great life. And it shows Krishna as the leader. So this is the mood of Balramji. He is so flexible, he's ready to change to whatever is needed for the situation. Even be the bad guy. You know, a lot of people say, oh, Guru Tattva. And still, you know, Balramji is supporting Duryodhana. What is that? But, you know, we have to see why he's doing it. And he never supported Duryodhana's, you know, what do you call, enviousness and all his bad qualities. He was trying to, he was acting as a support to Duryodhana to actually get him to develop good qualities. But Duryodhana being Duryodhana, didn't understand. Okay, so we'll stop there. Oh, sorry.
No, Prabhuji, thank you very much for a very nice class, but I already got the answer. I was about to ask this question only, how you supported Duryodhana and gave him knowledge, base knowledge and all.
Right.
You already gave me the answer. Thank you so much.
You have special connection to Krishna. he is getting your answers before you ask. So thank you very much. We'll need time to adjust and shift for the aarti. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
Balram Jayanti ki
jai.
Balram Purnima ki
jai.
Don't forget to pray to Balramji.
Jai Sri Ram Jai Ram Prabhu.